Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Buddy, Buddy, Buddy.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Felicia, and on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
To the EX. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back, and knew my frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is set, and I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what is foul, what you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in.
Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm. With me, I do have Ray Queen. She's just having a little bit of issues.
Yeah.
Ray, is that better? Okay, perfect, perfect. As soon as I put you on the air, I just heard like, you know, so yeah. So with me is my fellow host, Ray Queen. Ray Queen, welcome.
Yes.
Miss Mo, yeah. 1212. Miss Movetta will not be joining us this evening. She'll be with us in spirit. So she'll definitely be back next week, Wednesday, same time, same place, all that good stuff. But you do have two of the best this evening. So we are definitely going to hold it down and give you guys a wonderful show. We'll talk about some interesting topics tonight. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give real quick? I'm going to mute you. All right, so while Ray Queen is getting it together, your girl Storm will definitely take the floor real quick. So just a little bit about GQ Powers Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. We're here every single Wednesday, same time, same place. Phone number to call is 563-999-3577. You must press the 1 button to be able to go on the air to give your feedback on any topics that we have or just ask the questions. It's up to you. So our Friday show, yay, we'll be back this Friday with Storm and Rich Money and Storm. So we'll be back on the air this Friday. Definitely super excited, long overdue. We're back. We're ready. Rich Money's ready. You know, God willing, we'll be doing a thing on Friday. So I'll take the floor and just give a couple shout-outs real quick. Shout out to everyone that's having a birthday this month. It's not Capricorn season. Of course, that's my favorite season, but I'm just saying, you know, Capricorn is my biggest, like, yeah, you know, that's my birthday month. So I'm definitely super excited about that. But I think it's about to be Libra season because it's about to be Rich Money's birthday and Destiny's birthday. So we have some birthdays coming up in the month of October. So shout out to Santana. He'll be having his event this Saturday over in Camden, New Jersey, nonstop media event. So definitely check him out this Saturday, Camden, New Jersey. Guys, as you go and you know, definitely do your thing out in public. Just make sure you do wear those masks from time to time. You know, I say all the time, but some people disagree. So whatever works for you, but you do want to make sure that you have some type of protection with the big old, you know, crowds of people. And shout out to, I think his name was Mike Green. He had a big event this weekend. So that was packed. I saw a lot of videos and stuff. So shout out to him. I think he's like celebrity booking or something like that. So definitely shout out to him. And shout out just real quick. I'm not going to top the baby's name, but I know one of our GQ Palace own T. I don't get it wrong. Her daughter Key had a baby, so shout out to her. Yay! Congratulations, Key. We're so proud of you, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and keep loving that beautiful baby. Oh, my gosh, she's so precious. So definitely shout out to T of GQ Palace, you know. Once you're GQ Palace, you're always GQ Palace, so shout out to her. Shout out to Key and, you know, the family, the boys, and all that good stuff over there. And lovely Kathy. So definitely shout out to her. I'm going to go to a caller. Because I'm by myself, I'm just going to mark you guys on the air. Caller, are you there?
Good evening, and thank you.
Wait, you must be psychic. I just gave you a shout out.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. I just gave you a shout out. Look, Rachel's trying to come back in. Hold on one second. Let's see if she got it.
I heard it.
Ray, you there?
Microphone check 1212.
All right.
Hey,
all right. So, Ray, real quick. Yes, T's in the building. I just gave her a shout out for her new addition. Wow.
Definitely.
How are you?
I'm doing good. My little Asia Denise.
Yes, that's Asia. I was going to chop that name all up. I was going to chop it up. but I said, I'm just going to say T, Key, and the grandbaby, you know, and she is so beautiful. And I said, you know, I'm not even going to do it to her name because, you know, Asia, Aisha, you know,
you,
I don't know.
Thank you,
wow,
sweetie.
Congratulations.
Wow, well, yeah. So what you been up to, T?
Spoiling the baby and just hanging
oh,
in there, honey.
Blessing.
You know,
excellent.
Just trying to keep up, you know, upbeat about every and all things.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
staying
yeah.
away from a lot of people because
mm-hmm.
this pandemic is no joke. So
mm-hmm.
I returned it to a serious homebody.
Really? Oh my God! Well, I know them sports started for you. I've been seeing your posts and stuff. You've been posting up about
yeah.
some sports and stuff.
You know this.
I know. You're the
boy, girl. Yeah, but I mean, you know, like, I looked at the time. I said, oh, man, it's time to call. Because I actually talked to Rich Money today.
Oh, you did?
And, yes, I did. And I said I was going to make sure.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm just muting Rachel again.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I call in today because I need some upbeat anyway. Today would have been my mother's 100th birthday.
Oh, my God.
And today is the fourth month my brother been gone. So, you know, I was saying, but I said I had to call you, like, you divas.
Oh,
thank you.
That was so nice of you. Oh, happy heavenly mom, and you know, I'm sure you're making your brother proud, and you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, I feel like death is just never, it's never easy. You know, it's like no matter what people say, I feel like it's never easy. But you know, we're gonna try and change your mood just a little bit. You know, for the little time that we got, we're gonna try and change it.
Real
quick, and you know, I was, you know, making sure I tell people, make sure y'all wear the mask out there, and you know, with those crowd of people and stuff, because it's a lot of people lately, and the people aren't wearing the mask and stuff. So, and those numbers are climbing back up. How's the numbers down there with you, T?
They up, and it's a lot of young people too. It's a lot of young people that is taken out. You know. That's why Alonzo is playing football from Mount Tabor, and you know, we can't express enough, but they make them wear the mask during school.
Okay, good.
So
good.
She's I don't know if she's gonna get him vaccine or what, you know. Hey,
right.
But I haven't been around a lot of people either because I want to be around my grandbabies and my daughter. So, therefore,
right.
I keep it real tight-knit.
Right.
So,
now, I don't blame you. I don't blame you because, you know, we're about to have Richie's birthday. Yeah, we're about to have his birthday party. And, you know, some people are like, oh, coronavirus. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, okay, listen. To know Rich Money is to know his story. And if you can make it, make it. You can't make it, it's okay. You know, we're not going to make it live for you now. You know, I made my cousin laugh. I said, we're not going to make it live, so you're not going to sit there and record it, but we'll take pictures and stuff like that. You know, but we completely understand with the pandemic and, you know, being around crowds of people and stuff. Trust me, we get it, you know. So people just have to, you know, be safe. And then it's like, how safe can you be? You know, I know that sounds bad. But it's like, how safe can you be? Because even some people will say, oh, well, even with my mask on, I still got the coronavirus. Well, what do you say to that, you know?
Right.
It's crazy. It's like, what do you say?
I'm definitely trying to put it on my agenda, on my to-do list.
Yeah, well, you know,
I
it is. You know, listen, we know what it is.
Yes.
I know, it's been a long time.
And, it's
been a long time.
I don't have to worry about nowhere to stay, so that's
We got to. So the topic tonight that we're going to talk about, you know, we'll, you know, keep chopping it up as usual, but the topic tonight that we're going to talk about is As you guys look on the news and, you know, whether you're watching TV or you're listening to the radio, they talk about how they want to mandate, you know, people to get these shots, you know. So
yeah.
Tonight's topic is, you know, what's your views on the mandation for the shot, as well as have you guys seen the news lately where some states are saying, no, we're not going to mandate these people to get these shots. How do you guys feel about that? Do you feel like it's something that we shouldn't be getting? Do you feel like certain people should? What's your feedback?
My honest opinion, I just feel like it should be up to the individual, period, point blank.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. everybody is not the same. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I have a friend that works in Jersey in the hospital. She had mm-hmm. to take it because she wasn't going to take it. But it was either mm-hmm. she take it or her job was gone.
Yeah, I heard about some of that stuff too. Yeah. That's so wrong, though. You know, it's so wrong. What happened to, like, freedom of speech and, you know, being able to, you know, make your decisions when it comes down to your health and, you know, just to be able to voice your opinion, period? What happened to that? You know, because a lot of the hospitals, they were mandating people, you know, and now.
And, like, people that work with the airlines and things, it's been mandated that they have to take it. I forgot where it was. But they had closed the maternity ward down somewhere. I can't remember where it was because they were mm-hmm. trying to mandate the nurses and people to take the vaccine, and they refused mm-hmm. to take it, and they just stopped working. They resigned.
Wow.
You know, so if it becomes a mandate, you know, it could be a bad decision because what about these people, the doctors and everything that are working, if they refuse?
Mm-hmm.
Then
well, mm-hmm.
they take care of who?
You're
right.
True.
Right.
If we go back to when, now, I know this was before our time, well, before my time, and definitely before your time, Storm, but the polio virus. There was a polio vaccination
mm-hmm.
that was mandated worldwide, and this polio vaccination was given in the United States, and for some reason, this vaccination, after people were mandated and had to get it, got it. I think that supposedly a lot of people got sick from it, and there's a scar or whatever that it leaves on the arm or whatever. And if you look at a lot of the older elders, you see this round mark on their shoulder. Below mm-hmm. the shoulder blade and on the shoulder muscle.
I have one proof.
Yeah. My mother.
Yes.
My mother
yes.
has. I knew that
we
he was.
Young.
I knew that he
we
would be
young.
Able to. Yes. Yes. You were young. Mm-hmm. I figured you would be able to recall this. It was before my times, and I was born in 73. However, my older sister was born in 66, and my mother, of course, way before then, but my mother had it, my sister had it. It was mandated, and it leaves a
mm-hmm.
scar, a scar about the size of
a
it's larger than a penny.
Yep,
it's
correct.
The size
about
of a nickel, and people were getting Now this was mandated, and people had gotten sick from it, so then they had to stop it. So this reminds me of what I heard about this polio vaccine, this COVID vaccine, because, I know, kids are supposed to be, have certain vaccinations before they go to preschool or kindergarten, and then once they enter high school or whatever, but being that we had this big outbreak with the corona, just like we had the outbreak with polio, it reminds me of what I heard about the polio, and it scared me. However, I am vaccinated, and I am also for pro-choice. my daughter, first one to get vaccinated in my family, and I soon followed. My son, on the other hand, he is totally pro-choice and against it. And I'm for both of them. You know, I'm for whatever. However, I do work in the medical field, and of course, you have to be vaccinated in the field that I'm in. But I'm vaccinated, so I'm covered. But no, I was fine with the vaccinations. I was too sick.
But I think now they don't.
About this?
Yeah, I have my everlasting tattoo mark.
Do you have that polio scar? Yes, I do. See?
Yes.
Well, you know, I don't have it, Rachel.
If I'm not mistaken, I think they give, like, polio drops now because I know the vaccines no longer exist.
Right, but it's no longer exist.
I do, because I was born in the 61, and it was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, when I first went to school, that's when they gave it to us. I don't remember a whole lot about it, so don't quote me, but I remember people getting sick, right, Queen?
Wow. But you know what? Well, just real quick, because Rachel, you was asking me if I know about it. Girl, I was born in 78.
I know.
I don't have it.
No, I know you don't. And I don't have it. But have you seen?
I'm like,
that funny looking mark on your mother's upper arm, below, it's right on the arm. Excuse me, on the outer shoulder, below the shoulder blades. Excuse me. So it
looks
like a
dot. Right, but it looks like dots with like dots and everything.
Yes.
You're gonna make me look.
And please do. Anyone older than us, Storm, like my sister was born in 66, like I said. Let me see. The first polio vaccination was available in the United States in 1955. The United States has been polio-free since 1978, though. But, like I said, it was mandated. And people started getting polio, like literally getting polio from the virus, started getting deathly ill. So they stopped the mandation. And, you know, so people didn't get that form of this polio virus. I've never gotten any polio that I know of, a virus, not drops or anything.
Oh, you
but
would know
I
it if
know
you did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see, I don't really know. I don't really know, but just real quick, what we're doing tonight is we're just talking about just the callers and listeners to hear. We're just talking about like the mandates of the vaccination and how you know, some of the states are ruling that they cannot mandate, people to get the shots. So we're talking about that tonight. It was also a message that was sent over about the lawsuit against the Biden administration. I think it was like the Arizona attorney or something like that. The Arizona Attorney General, I think, was suing Biden's administration something with
mandate,
the vaccine mandate, you know. But there's so many people, like, I don't know, I just feel like it by you trying to mandate it for us just messes with our amendments, you know. It's like you're just taking everything from us and you just want us to be able to just comply, and I don't think that that's fair. I agree, you know, that it should be up to the individual, you know. It should be up to the individual. If you feel that you want to get it for whatever reason, get it. If you feel like you don't want to get it, then don't get it, you know. But I don't feel
like
it should be forced upon you. There was two nurses in Syosset who worked at Syosset Hospital also. You know, they were trying to, you know, bring a case because they said that it was actually against their religion. You know, it was based on the grounds of religion and freedom, you know, filed. and because of the First Amendment lawsuit, that's what they were calling it. But it was, that's two nurses that 9 times out of 10, I'm sorry, did they work during a pandemic? You know, if they're nurses at a hospital, guaranteed they were on the front line working, taking care of, you know, a lot of patients and seeing a lot of patients come in. And God, you know, just saying, like, all the fatalities that have happened also, you know, they've seen a lot. So don't you think that it should, you know, you should have some type of, I don't know, just compassion and understanding to, like, what people are saying. And some people, just so we're all on the same page, some jobs are actually suspending you for not having the vaccine. You know, they don't want you to work. Even though you might have worked during this whole pandemic, they don't want you to actually physically be at the job maintaining during the rest of the pandemic because you don't want to comply with this vaccine. I'm worried. You know, I'm worried to what this world is going when you have people, you know, acting like this. You know?
I mean, like you said, at the end of the day, why are you taking away, you know, our freedom of speech? This is my body. If I choose to do it, you know, then if they get sick from it, they're going to look at it like, see, if I wouldn't have took it, then this XYZ wouldn't have happened. That's why I said all these nurses that's been working in the hospital for all this time that the pandemic's been going on, why mandate it now? Because they should end up being sick. I mean, like, I just feel like it should be up to the individual, period, point blank.
And I completely agree. I'm sorry, Ray, go ahead.
No, and there were several people, I mean, I'm talking hundreds of people, probably over thousands of people, like myself, that were working during the pandemic that we were, you know, fully, we had full PPE, which is personal protection, you know, I'm talking gloves, gowns, double masks, you know, I mean, the shields over the face, burning hot, on top of the layers that we already wear, and during the pandemic. And, okay, you allowed us to work. You literally made us work because we weren't allowed to you know, leave our facilities. We were still expected to come into work. Okay, and guess what? We did. Okay, so now that we've gotten through this portion, you're now making us choose as to whether we want the vaccination. What? We have to? Wait. You're making us choose,
you know
what you are making us do by taking the vaccination. And meanwhile, you allowed and literally made me work without any even knowledge before,
oh, the
you know, it
PPE.
Was even, like, really? Really?
Yeah.
I'm for pro-choice.
Oh, no. I just,
I'm for.
You know, I just feel like it's, you know, when we look at the, you know, the big picture. And, you know, to me, I feel like we looked at the big picture of, you know, we've came a long way, you know, with the whole pandemic. And, you know, yes, we've lost a lot of people, you know, but we've came a long way. And I just feel like certain things have happened, you know, where we think we're moving forward, we're not. Because even as school opened back up, let's just say, you know, school opened back up, some of the orientations, oh, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to put on a mask. So the next thing you know, you got all these people around everybody. You're not checking to see if they're vaccinated, but now everybody's around everybody, right? Next thing you know, that's orientation. Next thing you know, first day of school, guess what? Now everybody got to wear a mask unless they're vaccinated, and you have to show proof. You should have did that when orientation came. Because anybody that was infected, they're already going to infect anybody now. And just because I feel like just because you've had the vaccine doesn't mean that you can't get the coronavirus. It doesn't mean you can't spread the coronavirus to someone, because you can, you know, to me.
Absolutely.
From the people I know and the things I've seen, even people who have the coronavirus, who've had the coronavirus and who've had the vaccine, can still get it. And I think that that's sad. You know, people think that because they get the vaccine, that that guarantees that they're not going to get it. Newsflash, nothing guarantees you're not going to get it. Nothing. Not even some booster that they plan on coming out with, talking about, oh, you might have to get a booster. No, I'm sorry. I did get the vaccine. I'm not getting a booster. And I, forgive me, Lord, forgive me. I got the vaccine being, you know, yay, you know, Team Pumpkin, you know, because Pumpkin needed, they required the kids to be vaccinated before they went to school. So initially, you know, she was traveling. So we had to, you know, she had to get it. So I figured, okay, let me do this with her, you know, because she's already on the fence. You know, let me see, you know, so I do it with her. I got sick after the vaccine, personally.
Mm.
I got sick. I had a headache for days. You know, I had a headache for days. I was drained emotionally, physically. I was out of it completely. Like, I worked and then I came home and went straight to bed. I couldn't do nothing else. My memory was all cloggy and all foggy and stuff, you know. So I definitely had, I felt a lot of different things with the vaccine. But I've also had the coronavirus. You know, I got sick in December. So I went to work. I had my mask on. I did everything I was supposed to do. In my head, I did everything I had to do. I worked the whole pandemic. Everything was great. Well, guess what? And the whole pandemic, there was only two people in the office and we were perfectly fine, right? Next thing you know, people come back to the office. My coworker decides he want to go out on a date and go meet his friends and this, that, and the other. And the next thing you know, boom, he come back to work and he's sick. And he done worked with, he worked with us for a good 2 days before the person who we been hanging out with called him and said, hey, I tested positive. I thought I was just tired because we had just moved. So I thought I was like, oh, my God, I'm so exhausted. You know, we're up painting, cleaning, all that stuff. Long and behold, no, it was the coronavirus. So guess what? And I thought that I did everything that I could possibly do. I had the wipes. I wiped down my desk. Only thing that me and this guy shared was the kitchen area. The kitchen area is what we shared. And literally the kitchen area at the job is like closest to my desk. That's
Had
the only thing that
we
shared.
Had he sneezed around you? Had he sneezed around you,
He was sneezing. He was sneezing.
Oof.
And I tell anybody, he was sneezing, but it was nothing.
Without a mask?
Let me rephrase that. Girl, don't even get me started. Because a lot of them, when they came back, they didn't put masks on at the job. I had my mask on. They didn't have their mask on. Even after I got vaccinated, I still have my mask on.
Right, right.
They don't have their mask on. They don't have their mask on. They still, how'd you? You know, and not for nothing, it's like it's so hard with this coronavirus because you don't really know how it's spread. Okay, if he's sneezing or someone's sneezing on the counter or in the kitchen area, you know, and the next thing you know, you go in the kitchen area and you're preparing your food and stuff. And, you know, it's like you don't really know. And I feel like that's the scary part to me personally. I'm sorry. I feel like that's the scary part, the not knowing. At least I know years ago when I got the flu, it was the flu, you know. Yeah, people died, but not like this. You know. These numbers are so high, you know. I'm worried. Me personally, I'm worried. I'm worried. I'm trusting God, and I think at this point I could only just put my trust and faith in Him, and just, you know, just give everything to Him and let Him control the worries and the thoughts. Because when your brain starts going a mile a minute, I'm one of those people where my brain don't shut off sometimes, and I'll just keep on going. Mentally, you know, so me personally, girl.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-mm.
Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
A study from Massachusetts. Listen. A study from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology noted that germs from one sneeze could travel from 19 to 26 feet.
Whoa.
What's also unfortunate is how fast these germs travel. A sneeze can move at 100 miles per hour, which makes getting away from someone when they sneeze close to impossible.
Especially those people when they sneeze and you feel all that wetness. I'm just saying, like, not being gross, but just saying, like, you ever been around somebody and it's like they sprayed when they, I can't, you know, and you're like, what the hell? And then next,
who do you know of who has the loudest sneeze? So guess how much force it takes for that, and I'm talking
that's
about
you.
Myself. Everyone knows.
That's
anyone
you.
That knows me.
Yeah.
I have the loudest sneeze. I can hear it perfectly. I mean, literally, it scares the hell out of so many people who are around me. But it also takes a lot of force to let out that much of a sneeze. So guess what? My sneeze probably goes further than the average sneeze.
That's scary.
Imagine if I had been in public when I did have COVID, which I did have COVID.
Wow. Now, do you guys think that with the Arizona Attorney General who filed that, supposedly he filed the first lawsuit. Do you feel like with him filing that first one that multiple people are going to, like, follow suit behind?
Yep. It's going to be copycats, of course.
What are we going to do with Biden? What are we going to do with Biden?
They're
not playing with him.
That's y'all president.
They're not playing.
My president is, in my head, my mind, my spirit, my body, and my soul,
Obama.
Is still Obama.
Did she say that's y'all president?
Reality,
you know what?
He will always be, you know, And, in all true reality, what y'all are talking about is what y'all are talking about. I'm not going to make any presumptions, I'm just going to keep what I got to say about any president past our first African-American president to myself. Obama. Okay. So that part.
Rachel feeling like a lot of other people and how they feel? Dealing with 2021, we do have a new president, unfortunately. And did I say unfortunately? Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. We do have a new president. And, So we do have a new president. So we're, you know, I mean, not for nothing. Look, Trump was there, you know. Trump's still trying to get back there.
Who?
If Trump can have it his way. You know exactly who he is. If he can have it his way, he'll be right there. I'm telling you. Listen.
I've already seen a billboard with Trump for 2024 on it.
He tried it.
See?
He tried it.
Yeah, but you know what? There's so many.
But
you know what? There's so many things. So.
And speaking of Corona and Trump, yes, CHUMP, speaking of Corona and Trump, he had some little conspiracy thing going on when he came down with it supposedly and was supposed to be in quarantine. And whoever was supposed to be our first lady at that time, Lord only knows where she was the whole time, which was not by his side holding his hand. And anyway, fast forward. We're talking about the coronavirus.
Yeah, but you know what? But Trump got that gig when. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
When Trump did get the coronavirus, he got that good medicine. So with Trump and his good medicine, you know, I feel like he was cured in like 24 hours. I mean, I could be exaggerating with the 24 hours, but I feel like he was, you know. He was cured in 24 hours with the medication that he received. Huh?
Speaking of medicine.
He didn't have to suffer like a lot of other people, put it that way.
Yeah, but you know what? I didn't even really, I feel like you didn't really hear about him even being sick like that, though. It was kind of just like, oh, Trump tested positive, you know, and the next thing you know, he was getting this miracle drug and, you know, oh, he was cured in 24 hours pretty much. Like I said, I could be exaggerating, Cole, as a listener, but I could be exaggerating with 24 hours, but I know it was really fast. I know it was really fast and he was out there back, you know, really quick, you know, where like some of the people, let's just say when they got sick with the coronavirus or any symptoms similar, you know, to it, they were down and out for a good week or two, you know, because it took a while to get back up and going. I know me, I was down. I was definitely down, you know. Yeah, hold on, Rachel. I was definitely down with it where I was out more than 2 weeks. But there's a lot of other people who, because of their compromised immune system, they were sick a lot longer than that. Some people are still not well, you know, because their lungs are so damaged due to the coronavirus. So that's why I just question, you know, the different things that they say, you know, when they say, oh, well, you know, here is going to have you, you know, feeling better and getting, you know, and you'll be able to fight it quicker. And but then it, okay, if that's the case, then how come you're not giving that to everybody? Where's that list that says you get to get that good medicine? You know, because I know my mama was in the hospital from December to damn near April, back and forth, you know, with the whole, you know, coronavirus and the immune system and stuff. So go ahead, Rachel.
Yeah. Yes. And speaking of, you know, your mother being in the hospital, at around the same time, Storm's mother was in the hospital. My older sister was in the hospital. Now, they both have weakened immune systems. Which I do think aided in them both being so, you know, getting so sick from corona. I know my sister ended up, they had to put her in a drug-induced coma. And she was on a ventilator. She was on oxygen, all of that stuff. She almost didn't make it. When she did get out of the hospital, she came home having to do physical therapy and on oxygen. And fast forward to now, thank God they are both doing well. Okay, the FDA has approved an antiviral drug called remdesivir, which in other words called VEKLURY, Veklury. Remdesivir, Veklury, to treat COVID-19 in adults and children whom are age 12 and older. Remdesivir may be prescribed for people who are hospitalized with COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
What say you about that? Now, I'm just finding out about
this. Is that new?
It is brand new.
Yep. Wow, okay. Okay.
But
antiviral.
So this COVID thing is just like, I guess, just like the flu and just like a cold, supposedly, although it spreads, you know, pretty much the same way. So it's another antiviral thing. Antiviral.
I'm just laughing with the way she's like, antiviral. Like, no, I know, but you're making sure people get it, like antiviral.
Yeah, you know why? Because it needs to be prescribed. Anything antiviral must be prescribed. It must be given intravenously, which limits its use to clinical settings and, yeah, whatever.
We can use my sister and my brother as an example. They both had been vaccinated, and they caught corona, and Pastor had to go to the hospital to get an infusion. So I guess that's what they gave him. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So now we have an infusion. Okay, now we're hearing about. Now, see, how come we don't hear about this on the news or on the next channel?
Thank
we're
you.
Hearing about this. Wait, he just said there's something. And myself just said that it's intravenously, which means it's an infusion.
So why have we not been exposed to this via news, via radio, via, you know how you, I get these stupid alerts in my email box about corona this, corona that, corona. Why haven't I gotten any information about this anti-corona, this intravenous or this, you know, what the heck is going on here?
See, I don't know because, like I said, I mean, Ray Queen, you know that, you know, your sister was in the hospital too, you know, and my mom was in the hospital, you know, and I know a lot of people that was in the hospital, and I don't remember them ever saying that they got it either.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those things with that good insurance. I don't know. Maybe it's that good.
The thing is, they didn't keep her in the hospital, but she had to go to the hospital because it had to be done through IV. Now, my brother had gotten sick, so he was in the hospital when...
And it was
infusions.
So we're just finding out within the past 24 hours, we're talking about these infusions and these intravenous... Remdesivir.
Intravenous.
I'm trying to prescribe. It does not give me the proper. It doesn't
tell you how to pronounce it.
Pronunciation. Yeah. However, I'm trying.
but you know what? But you know what? Ray, real quick though, shout out to you for trying to pronounce it. You know, shout out to you for definitely trying to do that, girl. You're definitely trying to get it right and pronounce it right. You know, you definitely trying to.
Which
you know what? I'm gonna say, and this might, Mom, forgive me. You know, I'll be honest with you. When someone's in the hospital, because I think T just mentioned that when your brother was in the hospital, that's when he got it. I'm gonna tell you, Mom, hospital, and half the time she didn't even know what the heck was going on anyway. So I don't know if she ever even got any. You know, it's like you don't really know with the elderly who can't really fend for themselves in the hospital setting. You know, you don't really know. You know, you don't really know what they got. Because my mom, she'll have you going, boy. If she tell you a couple things about the hospital, when she was in the hospital, boy, she'll have you going. So I'm just saying, you never really know what, you know, you never really know what happens when the person, you know, is in the hospital.
Mama,
you know, but I'm definitely
Mama
happy. How is Pastor?
Her quarantine and everything is up. She said she was real, like, she was weak and tired afterwards. But, you know, she's doing fine now, and so is my brother. I told them they were scared of me. I was ready to go get another test, and I ain't having no symptoms. I mean, it makes you think, though.
It definitely does.
Somebody texting something, and you don't know it, then bam,
right?
You know?
Yeah,
right.
I was gonna say, I'm gonna be serious right now because everybody knows Ray Queen is always laughing and joking and, you know, trying to make funny of something. I think that's just part of my personality. I'm maybe in my prior life or my future or whatever. Maybe I'll be a comedian. But anyway, on a more serious note. I love to laugh, and that's one major thing about me. I Lord knows I love to laugh. You would never know when I'm sad and when I'm, you know, down and out and all that stuff. You would never know. For all of y'all, all of those out there who do know the word of prayer, please pray for me because I'm going through some issue right now. On a more serious note, as far as the corona, I have a family member, an uncle, and an aunt that have come down with the coronavirus. My uncle passed away, and his wife, my aunt's
survived. The funeral service was so sad. My first cousin George Henry, his father, and shout out to my family members who made it from North Carolina, and you know everyone who came out. And unfortunately, it was a no hug, no, you know, like literally, it was a 6 foot apart funeral. This was about several months ago. It was before my pop, the Rev, passed away. So it was really, really, you know, like literally 6 feet away. So shout out to my family for being strong and getting through that, and my aunt for holding it down, and you know, and shout out to everyone, you know, and that we know and don't know, for just being so strong and coming together as much as we can throughout this pandemic. It has scared the hell out of me. It definitely has scared the hell out of me, but I stay strong and steadfast, holding on to God's hands, and that's what I do.
That's the main thing.
All right. Real, for real.
That's
all you can do. So we'll go around real quick, just everybody giving their final thoughts on the topic tonight. It's about that 8:51 in the building. So definitely want to see if you want to give your final thought, and then
my final thought is to each his own. I think that it should be up to that individual. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And shout out to my daughter, my son-in-law, for giving me such a beautiful bundle of joy.
Oh,
<thank
you>.
And I've enjoyed being with y'all the whole time tonight. Wow.
Oh, yes, you did. Woo! Just like old time stage.
Oh boy.
Yes. Ooh. I'm gonna go next real quick. Well, actually, I've already said pretty much my piece. Big shout out to God, because Lord knows without Him I would not be anything. Big shout out to GQ Palace. My people, my diva sisters, CEO, our executive, all the supporters, Miss Chi for calling tonight, all of you who have listened in tonight, and I love you all. I love you all.
Love you too.
Love you too. All right, so just real quick, I'll be real quick. Tonight's show, of course, was great. Very educational, because I didn't know, you know, about the infusion. So it's definitely good to be, you know, I believe the education is important, and you're never too old to, you know, learn things. And I'm definitely just thankful for the education tonight. Just thankful for the education and being able to, you know, help share the knowledge and awareness with people. You know, as well as talking about, you know, the mandations for the vaccine. You know, like I said before, I believe it should be your decision whether you choose to get it or not. And I don't think that anyone should have to make you get it. If you want to, do. If you don't. Safe no matter where it is. You know, no matter where you go, you have to be safe. Your gloves, your mask, you know, your Purell, your sanitizing your hands, sterilizing areas. You do have to make sure you still keep, you know, the momentum going, you know, even if it wasn't COVID. You still have to make sure you do what you're supposed to be doing and wash them filthy hands and change them gloves and change them masks. You know, even the ones that you feel that you could, you know, keep wearing them, you still got to wash them, you know, at some point in time. You can't just keep wearing the same mask every single day and then going into different stores and different environments and stuff like that. You know, just throwing it out there, you know, just saying. So, you know, it's okay to change that mask from time to time. The same. So Rich Money and Storm will be back on this Friday, the 17th at 7 p.m. And we'll be interviewing Daddy O. Yes. Yes. Yeah. So be here, but we'll be interviewing Pioneer Legend, Daddy-O, 7 p.m. sharp on Friday. Make sure you guys check us out. You know, definitely long overdue. We haven't been on the air in a long time on our Friday show. So it's definitely long overdue when, you know, we believe it's time and it's, you know, it's what we're about to do. Part of the plan that we believe that God has for us is to continue doing, you know, what we do love to do. So with that being said, we look forward to hanging out with you guys Friday night, 7 p.m. Number to call, same one, 563-999-3577. You do have to press that one button to be able to go on the air. You know, usually on the Friday show, we'll play some of the music, you know, ask a couple questions, and then, you know, you guys get to let them know how do you feel about the music. Do you feel like it's good, yay, nay, you know? So that's what we'll do on that Friday night. So this Friday, definitely check us out. Like I said before, Nonstop Media Event, they're having their event on Saturday, Camden, New Jersey. You do have to reach out to Nonstop Media Group if you have any questions about the event. I believe you can reach out to Rich Money as well. You can find him on all the social media websites. So definitely just, you know, check it out. Go online, look up Santana. And I believe first prize is $1,000. You have to pay a price to be able to enter into for the contest. It's an open mic contest. So winner is winner. Take that $1,000 and your trophy. And, you know, you come home $1,000, you know, heavier with those pockets. So looking forward to that this Saturday. So have a blessed and safe week. And we look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. God bless you. Good night. Good night. Thank you, Kim. You got it. Love you, guys.
Diamonds up and down my chain. Uh-huh. Cardi B, straight stunning. Can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and not changed again. It's my big bronze boogie. Got all them girls shook. My big fat ass. Got all them boys shook. Huh. Run from dollar bills. Now we popping rubber bands. Bruno Sang, tell me while I do my money dance. Like, hey. Stretching on the ground like, hey. Is it Lil Jon? Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, we dripping the finesse and getting paid. Ow.
Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason why they watch all night long.
All night long.
Woo. Yeah, I know we'll suit here forever. So tonight I'm gonna show.
Cause I love